How different a look do you get from New Orleans in terms of what you face the first two games, man-to-man, the first game, 3-4 look? Are they similar, totally different from the first two?
Well, a little different than the Raiders. You know, the Raiders were more of the four-man front, four down linemen, mostly an eight-man front. And you take a look at the Chargers, a 3-4 team with a variation of coverages. This is a four-man front that uses all the different coverages that you would see in a season. So they mix it up pretty good. A lot of two-deep quarters, man-free, zone blitzes. So they keep you pretty much off balance.
Can you talk about your method of finding and developing young wide receivers the way you've been doing the last few years?
I think if you look at my track record, it's not very good with wide receivers, but we won't get into that. But fortunately, the last couple have been pretty good. Brandon Marshall and Eddie Royal, obviously, we're doing very well with, and the addition of a guy like Stokely has really helped us. Was that a setup question for me?
No.
Okay, I just wanted.
I wanted more contemporary.
Okay.
Coach,
okay.
Can you describe Jay's evolution from last year to this year? Mm-hmm.
Well, normally you have to have a quarterback that really wants to get better, you know, that enjoys football, that studies the game, that wants to work out in the off season, wants to look at film in the off season, wants to study film of different quarterbacks and different teams, you know, trying to get better, trying to get to the next level. And if you do that, you got a chance in the National Football League. Obviously, there's a lot of variables. You have to have a good supporting cast as well. But I think that's what Jay's done. He's given himself a chance to improve, get better, and gain a lot of confidence, which goes hand-in-hand with a lot of work.
How much of the off-season study of some of the other teams in their potent offense is helping?
Well, you know, it's constant, not just the off-season, studying different players, but also working with your players as well, studying the offense, knowing your offense inside out where you don't have to think, you can react. You know where all the players are. We do a lot of different things with formations and different routes and schemes. And, you know, you've got to know that very quickly. You know, where everybody is, you can't think, you've got to react. And it just takes a lot of hard work.
Mike, considering your track record and some of the offenses you've brought through here and mm-hmm. the nature of them, I know it's just 2 weeks, mm-hmm. but where does this offense maybe have the ability to go compared to some of the all-time greats you've had here?
Oh, we've got a chance to be as good as anybody. Yeah, we got a chance to be the best in the league. Yeah.
Coach, apologies if you've already heard this, but talk a little bit about Reggie Bush and what makes him so explosive this season.
Well, not just this season. Since, you know, he's been in high school and college, I think everybody can see that when he has a ball in his hands, he's got a chance to go the distance. You know, he's got exceptional balance, and he's got the ability to make the big play. And just like Sproles last week, you know, you give him one step and he's a little bit faster, a little bit quicker than the defenders, and all of a sudden it looks like a 10-yard play and it's a touchdown.
What do you like about Drew Brees?
You know, Drew Brees to me is kind of one of my heroes, to be honest with you. I just watched him grow from a good quarterback to a great quarterback. You know, he's a guy that really works at it. You know, he's very sharp, very intelligent, handles himself with the utmost class. But you could just see that he understands the game. And if you make too many mistakes or make a mistake here and there, he's going to take advantage of it. And, you know, I've just followed him since his days in San Diego or going back to Purdue and, you know, just watching him, you know, just mature. And, you know, he's playing at a very high level.
You worry about not getting pressure on him?
Well, everybody worries about not getting pressure on this kid, you know. But even when you get pressure, usually he can get rid of the football, and he's been doing it very consistently. And, you know, he's probably the most productive guy over the last couple of years with New Orleans, what he's been able to do with completions, touchdowns, percentages, and all the things that you evaluate a quarterback on. But he's good.
Considering the way Jay has played in the Saints right now, and the 28th ranked pass defense in the league, I think banged up and had a tough fourth quarter in Washington on Sunday. How much can you kind of exploit that?
Well, they had three turnovers, and they had a punt return for a touchdown, and they still were leading in the fourth quarter. Still could have won the game very easily, and they had four of their defensive starters out of the game. So we're not going to get that luxury. All those four defensive starters are going to be back. And they feel like it's a team that's much better than the teams they've had, and I think everybody knew what they did in 2006 in the playoffs and how well they playing in the NFC Championship game. So we know what type of team they're capable of being, and when you do lose four starters, it's hard to play at a certain level, especially when you have three turnovers and a punt return for a touchdown. So we won't get lulled to sleep by that.
Coach,
Mike, how much at all are you talking to him about establishing, reestablishing dominance at home?
Well, you know, I think talk is cheap sometimes. What you try to do is you try to get ready today. You know, how do you get better today to make sure that you have a chance to be successful on Sunday? I think after a game that you play and you win, especially a tight game, and you beat a good team like San Diego, you enjoy it for a day. At least the players get a chance to enjoy it from the day. You come back to work and you understand how, you know, tough a business this is. And I could go through all the stats with 2-0 teams and over since 2000, how many teams have been in the playoffs, how many teams haven't. Now, this is a week-by-week business, and you get too carried away with yourself, you can go back very quickly, as we proved last year. So we got a lot of work to do, and I think our guys are mature enough to understand it, and we just got to keep on getting better as a football team.
Is there a between Jay and Eddie Boyle? Certainly, it wouldn't be fun to see it take more time to kind of develop that. Or is there kind of an
if
factor, maybe an intangible
Boyle
that you think?
Yeah, you know, he's a guy that comes in. We knew he had a lot of ability. He proved that he was an excellent punt returner. He was an excellent kickoff returner in college. And you could see that he had the ability to beat bump coverage, you know, by far the best in the draft. You know, just great quickness and ability to make people miss. And he only caught 34 catches. And so the big question mark was, you know, at the next level, could he stay healthy? How quickly could he mature? Could he beat the pro players with bump coverage consistently? And you really never know those things until a guy gets in. But he's extremely bright. He's extremely strong. As you can see, he's very grounded. And he acts like he's a 5-10-year vet. So we're very fortunate to get a guy like that so early in his career that handles himself that way. A lot of people have that type of ability, but they don't have the maturity level, and it takes time.
I kind of think DJ's playing back on the weak side. And how excited are you just to have him for the next 5-6 years and watch him really mature?
I'm very excited. You know, DJ's a heck of a football player. You know, he's got everything that you look for. I think that'll be his natural position, will be the will linebacker, even though he can play all of them. And I'm very happy to have him sign.
Mike, when you see what Lane Kiffin is going through, can you kind of empathize with his situation right now?
Empathize? Yeah. Remember, I lasted, though, a year and 4 games. So he might have me beat. I don't know, though. There's two games left, so we'll have to wait and see. That'll be the quote of the day, won't it? I can't believe you set me up with that one. I wasn't expecting that one. No, they played extremely well. It didn't surprise me. They ran the football like they did. You know, they got a heck of a running game going and exploited us in that fourth quarter, even though we played good for 3 quarters. You could see an offense really coming together. You don't run for 300 yards against Kansas City very often. They're a tough, hard-nosed team.
One more quick question about DJ. You guys made a major commitment to him, obviously, financially and years-wise. Was there anything specifically about him and his makeup that really allowed you to make that?
Yeah, I love the way he plays. He plays hard. You know, we went through a tough time last year, and sometimes, you know, when you're going through a tough year, you find out how important football is to somebody. Do guys play hard, you know, throughout the year, even though you have some adversity? Or do the guys kind of give it up when you're out of the playoff race? And DJ was a guy that played extremely hard, you know, throughout the season, and, you know, he's rewarded for it, you know, just the way he's playing and handling himself since he's been here. Anything else? Can't believe you set me up on that one.
Thank you, Coach.